show sucks and turn on something else. You may think, why is it this show sucks now? We've decided to change the name. And we also have some new DJs. DJ Orange, DJ Lemon, and DJ Grape.
I will be DJ Grape.
What does the fox say? Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on radioactiveinternational.org, International Freeform Radio. Couple of numbers there opening up the show. We're reformatting slightly, and that is, I'm going to break away from just playing material that's sourced from vinyl or shellac, and I will be including digital and cassette recordings. I'm not sure how heavy it'll be on either one. But just saying, going forward, it will not be a purely vinyl show. And the reason I made this decision is I felt that if I wanted to maintain a high quality show, I would have no choice without risking becoming repetitive musically, or sort of narrowing it to too many. Going into too many alleyways and not being able to find my way back out. So that was the thoughts. So let me give you a little recap, as I usually do, on what we played, and then we'll move on to the next disc. Well, we opened up with the Synsonic Sounds play Ennio Morricone's For a Few Dollars More. That was produced by Mr. Mike Batt of Wombles fame. At least I think it was. I tagged him on Twitter and he never got back to me, but he may be embarrassed because he was like a gun for hire for a while before the Wombles success. And I think he did some stuff that maybe he's not too proud of. But I like that show. I liked it. Oh, he does Shaft and Superfly as well on the LP. So you will be hearing more from that album. And then after that, by Beaver and Kraus, was Nine Moons on Alaska, which I don't know too much about them as an act, but I do know it features Jewel Moogs on the track, so I figured that would be good continuity-wise. And then Don't Let the Dragon Eat Your Mother by John McLaughlin from Devotion on Douglas Records. And we're going to have Maria Villa, the Velvety Voice of Manila, new singing sensation, pays tribute to the great Mario Lanza.
Oh, because you're mine, because you're mine.
I only know
when time it is.
Till he drove that fateful night. He buzzed along, poured on the coal, had the radio loud, playing rock and roll. Now the road was clear way up ahead, but a voice deep down within him said, there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. There's danger, 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 danger is what it said. Happened fast, a flash of light, a screeching sound that filled the night. A smell of oil and gasoline that spelled the end of Jimmy Dean. Well, he should have stopped and used his head, should have listened to that voice that said, there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. Danger, 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 danger is what it said. Take my advice, 'cause I have learned, don't play with fire and you won't get burned. But go through life doing crazy things, you'll wake up some more with a pair of wings. When you get the urge to go, 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 better watch your step, kids, take it slow, 'cause there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. There's danger, 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 danger right up ahead.
recently back from a trip to one of my favorite digging spots, and that's Adamstown, Pennsylvania, Antiques Capital of the Station. And it's got a few guys I go to see there on a regular basis. Always got something for me, so I said I managed to get a big stack of 45s and a big stack of 78s. Won't be playing any of the 78s this week because I still got to clean them and go through them and learn a little bit more about them, so that when I present them on the show, it'll be more engaging. That's my excuse anyway. So we opened up with Because You're Mine, Tony and Maria Villa. Sorry, it's a brother and sister act there out of Manila. Followed up by the Bill Hayes tuned Message from James Dean, Danger, Danger, Danger. After that, we had the Rangers Mambo by the Herb Zane Orchestra, which was on an independent label, Bond, out of New Jersey. So I have a feeling that's something that they sold at the shows. It's not an act I'm familiar with. After that, then we had Smokes by Question Mark and the Mysterians, and after that, Boot It by the Carroll Brothers. And those last two tracks were from the Cameo Parkway label. See, so I'm getting even better, more professional. See, that's not just random. That was continuity. Next up, I think I'm going to play something. I think I'll play a little bit of Hank Williams because it is just past the anniversary of his death, and I seldom play Hank Williams on the show. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some Hank Williams.
Bringing my darling back home. 6 more miles to the graveyard, and I'll be left here all alone. 6 more miles to the graveyard. 6 more miles long and sad. 6 more miles. Darling, leave the best friend I ever had.
She's gone.
city where there is no pain.
Okay, so that there was two tunes with Hank Williams. Opened up with Six More Miles to the Graveyard. Followed up with a duet with his wife, well, his wife at the time, Audrey Williams, who was famed for her, how would I put it? Well, famed for her voice. That's what I'll say. If you say, no wonder Hank drank. Anyway, we're going to follow up now. We're going to have a little bit of an ethnic set, I think. Trying to keep everything kind of like batched together to make a better product here for you on the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi and Radioactive International. And I will, as I always do, put out the plug. You listen to the show. It's a new year. It's been on your mind. Hey, I could do a show. Hey, I could do a podcast. Get in touch. There's room on the schedule. You can, again, contact us through the webpage, and we'll be happy to help you out if you're apprehensive that you've never done it like it before. There's very friendly people here who can guide you into making your show and making it a success. So let's have the other side of this record I'm playing now. Let's hear the Sexy Polka. Thank you.
chico tableau au timon, pour avancer du décoquillage. Tout pas du feu, bébé, pour favoriser du tout loulou. S'en aller chico tableau au timon, pour avancer du décoquillage. Tout pas du feu, bébé, pour favoriser du tout loulou. Chico tableau qui manque, pour amasser des cocos qui manque. Pour pas du feu, bébé, pour pas mourir des crevés. Sans un chico tableau qui manque, pour amasser des cocos qui manque. Pour pas de la flamme, bébé, pour pas mourir des cocodrilles.
That was a good record, even if I do say so myself. And that was now it's Brazilian, so my Portuguese is awful. That was a Voce B Converso by Jorge Vega, taken from the LP Carnival de 1960 on Copacabana Records. Prior to that, from Folkways LP Cajun Social Music, was Corte Bleu by Nathan Abshire with Armand Badinot. And it opened up was Bernie Wachowski on the Stella label doing a sexy polka. And now there's the accompaniment of Chris Barber there. I'm going to play another Chris, and I'm going to play something by Chris Bell, and then I'm not sure what I'm going to play after that, but it'll be good. So stay tuned. Well now, folks, it seems the clock on the wall has caught up with us once again. Hour seems to have flown by here on the hi-fi. Thank you for tuning in to this, the first new episode of the new year. What did we have in the last set? I'll tell you now so you can run down the shops. It was Psychedelic Stuff by Chris Bell, taken from the Big Star box set. And after that was Music for Symbols by Sounds and Silence from the LP Classroom Projects, which I believe was compiled last year from someone went and hit all the charity shops and got all these recordings of children playing oddball music, avant-garde stuff, 12-tone music, concrete, and Mike Back covers too. Covers of Bright Eyes, which takes us back full circle to the start of the show. And tune after that then was Eric Dolphy's Come Sunday from the LP Iron Man, recorded in 1963. So it doesn't, I guess, sadly it doesn't have Eric Dolphy doing Sabbath's Iron Man, which I'm sure would be worth hearing. Anyway, gonna leave now something a little classy, bit of poetry, and talk to y'all next week. Stay healthy, stay safe.
This is the most depressing poem I've ever written, and I almost hardly like to read it to you. It's so intimate, and I like it, or I don't like it, no. I think it's the best I've ever written, because it's not got any literary thing in it. It comes straight out from the heart, and it's about a deathbed. And it's called Remorse. The lungs draw in the air and rattle it out again. The eyes revolve in their sockets and upwards stare. No more worry and waiting and troublesome doubt again. She whom I loved and left is no longer there. The nurse lays down her knitting and walks across to her. With quick professional eye, she surveys the dead. Just one patient the less, and little the loss to her. Distantly tender, she settles the shrunken head. Protestant claims and Catholic, the wrong and the right of them, unimportant they seem in the face of death. But my neglect and unkindness, to lose the sight of them, I would listen even again to that laboring breath.